Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is James Adams. I called in on the 12th to cancel the, you charged me $49.89. And I canceled it, but I see it's still on my, it hasn't been posted to my credit card.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to look into it. Bear with me just one brief moment. Let's see. Let's check this out.
I can give you a confirmation number.
Oh, no, you're right. Your zip code would be...
I'm sorry?
Your zip code.
43302.
Okay. First and last name?
James Adams.
All right, Mr. Adams. Billing address for security purposes, please.
I'm sorry?
Your billing address for security purposes, please.
490 Easy Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302.
Thank you for that information. So, yes, sir, reviewing the account shows that there was a contest that was entered to win a Dyson vacuum. I do understand with entering the contest for the Dyson vacuum, this is just a brief review because you've already called in to cancel on the 12th. With you entered the contest, it also did express that you will be automatically subscribed to the Bite Hub app. Provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. They offer you the discount. You declined, so they did go ahead and cancel the account.
Well, I canceled it, and he gave me a confirmation number. Because that was a little deceiving on that survey. So, do I get my money back? What I'm interested in.
Okay, so we've already canceled the account, sir. So I'm sorry if that information did go unnoticed within terms and conditions. But, you know, everything is canceled on our end.
Yes, but you're going to refund that to my credit card?
The charge on the account is valid because it did go through a screening system showing that it was a non-fraudulent transaction. So before the month is over with, you're still able to get those recipes and you're still eligible to win the item.
Well... It should be up there in bold print and down at the bottom. If you enter this survey, you're going to be enrolled into something. You're scammers is all I can say.
Well, no, sir. There's no scammers at all because scammers don't, you know, cancel things out or answer the phone altogether. But once again, you are counsel with us, and I do appreciate you for calling customer service. You enjoy your day, all right, Mr. Adams?
In other words, I will not get my $49.89 back.
The charges are valid.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service. You too.